Hello and welcome to another episode of the Laura Sanzo podcast with your host, Laura Sanzo. Everyone's perception of the world is different based on their model of the world, and her goal is to celebrate that by building the most inclusive self-development podcast. Laura and her guests share their stories and share invaluable strategies from the world of science, spirituality, business, health, personal relationships, and everything in between. We cover it all. Get inspired, learn to welcome adversity, understand that failure is only feedback, and get ready to hear discussion on some of the most important issues facing us today. Enjoy the episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode. In this episode, we are looking at the world through the eyes of Christina. I'm going to get her to say her last name because it has such a beautiful Spanish flair to it. So I don't want to butcher it. So if you may.
Oh, thank you. It's Cernese.
So beautiful. So Christina is a business and mindset mentor fueled by her unrelenting passion for supporting ambitious women in becoming the person they are meant to be, realigning their beliefs that are holding them back from creating the business and life they are obsessed with. I love all of that. And I love the word desire. I have this with the word desire. I don't know, in the last couple months of the year, the word desire just keeps coming up for me. So I love that you use that word as well.
Yeah, I find that it has like this effect, this tingle in my body every time I use it and say it or read it. I'm like, I love just what it does.
I don't know if this is kind of a side note, but I don't know if you watch Lucifer at all. I'm kind of like addicted. I love the ideology of the show, but I won't get into it, but he grants people's desires. So I keep hearing that word, I think, on the show, and subconsciously it's becoming part of me. So I love that. I love that word. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. It's nice to finally sit down and have a conversation with you. I know we've been Instagram connected for a year or so, if not more.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. So you focus on mindset, strategy, and energetics, which are all things that I love. You call it the trifecta to growth and success without having to sacrifice who you are for it. And I would love to start there because I feel for a lot of people, regardless if it's business or just in life in general, they really feel that for them to achieve, they need to sacrifice. It's actually a word that I hear people saying. I don't know if it's because we're getting close to the end of the year and people start to get a little, I think, more of a lack kind of scarcity mindset. And so the word sacrifice keeps coming up. So or how do you encourage your clients to change that mindset and let them know they don't need to sacrifice to achieve?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And this was something that came from experience, like having dealt with it myself, and it's become such a core principle of what I teach and even just what I try to always live by, because oftentimes we feel like we need to put on this performance. We feel like we need to be somebody we're not. We feel like we need to show up polished and professional on somebody else's like definition of profession. And we feel like if we aren't saying certain things or we aren't being a certain way or doing things that, you know, kind of like that megaphone marketing feel, that we won't be successful or as successful. So you kind of start getting into this becoming somebody that you're not. And it becomes harder because you're not you. You're putting on this performance, which is exhausting and tiring, rather than just showing up and being who you are. And one thing that I always say is, who are you when you are with your friends, with people that are closest to you, people that you're comfortable with? And how drastically different is that when you show up online? Are you like a completely different person? Or is there some similarities? And oftentimes people are really different. So I always challenge my clients to show up as who they are when they're with their best friend and who they are at the core. Like, what's that inner child? Like, who would you be? Like the singing, dancing, jumping, whoever that might look like, and bring that online, because that's you and that's your personality, and you're always going to attract people that are like you. And it just makes business and working with your clients so much more fun, because you're not having to put up this shield or this facade of being somebody you're.
My 13-year-old daughter always says that to me. You're so different on Instagram how you are in real life. And I always say to her, well, nobody on Instagram is pushing my buttons the way that you do. So let's talk for balance for a second, because you talk a lot about balance and how you can really essentially have it all, especially for people that are entrepreneurs, women that are entrepreneurs. What was kind of your learning curve in the sense of finding that balance between being a partner and being a friend and a daughter and such, and being a business owner?
Yeah, that was a really tough thing to overcome and to really find that balance, because being such a type A overachiever, like I was driven by results. And there was a moment where I felt that I was my results. And if I'm in a setting, if I'm with family or, you know, hanging out with like my husband, I found that I was never actually present. My mind was always somewhere else. And sure, our mind wanders and all that, but we always need to bring it back to the present. And I noticed that in every single moment that I was in, I was trying to be a wife, I was trying to be a friend, I was trying to be an entrepreneur, I was doing everything, checking emails, doing like on Instagram, trying to entertain. And I'm like, this is really tiring. And I was wearing all of the hats at once. So I really had to learn how to wear one at a time. And when I was in moments of, okay, this is my fun time, this is the time that I'm going to be present, I'm going to enjoy and not think about like my business. And if I do or ideas come up, I'll jot it down, but bring myself right back. So it was really hard to create that balance. And it was just being so mindful of what we subconsciously do, like the amount of times we subconsciously pick up our phone to do one thing, but we're on Instagram. And an hour later, we're like, we didn't even accomplish what we wanted to do. So it was just really taking a hard look at my actions, taking a hard look at my mindset, like my day to days, what was I doing? How was I doing it? What was I saying to myself? And when I'm in a moment of whether I was going to the gym, as an example, I felt like going back to like sacrificing who you are for success. Most of the time we let go of all of the things that are important to us. Like our health is like the first thing to go. And I started trying to connect to that. Like, why is it? And I felt like every time I went to the gym, I was losing time on working on my business. And I'm like, okay, so I had to look at that and look at that limiting belief of why I felt like I always had to hustle or always be on, and I couldn't take care of myself because I had to work on my business, which, I mean, going to the gym is taking care of yourself, which has a reflect on your business or even just like corporate success or any success. So I really had to be super mindful and become aware of my patterns, my thoughts, my triggers, which was probably the most hardest thing to do, because not only are you trying to correct those, you're trying to discover what they actually are and connecting the dots, which is a difficult task. But I mean, it's probably the most important and crucial thing to do to be able to create that balance, not even just in your activities, but in your nervous system, in your body, in your mind, and in your soul. So it was really just taking a hard look at why I was constantly picking up my phone and why I was resistant to it, and just becoming more mindful of my own thoughts and triggers.
I think especially for people that are coming from a corporate setting, it's really hard for them to get away from that results-driven mindset. Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of, especially entrepreneurs, that kind of lack mindset that if we're not in our business, it's not growing. So it's such a powerful mindset shift when you can have a day where you're not in your business and still have confidence that people are on your website checking out what you're doing. They're going on your Instagram. You may not be present on Instagram that day, but they're strolling and they're learning more about your service. So it's just that mindset that even though I'm not in my business, it's still growing. So I love that.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yeah. And that's the thing that, you know, it's always important to remember, like your static posts, your videos, your, you know, even podcasts that you may be on, like these are like evergreen things. These are things that live on, and you really have no idea when someone's going to stumble on you, when they're going to find a video that you've done and they resonate with it. And we have to remember that just because we're not presently on 24/7, which is almost like impossible like to do, because you got to actually work on your business and not constantly like in the nitty gritty things of marketing. And just remember, like, you know, people will find you, people will land on your page, people like there's, you just have to really be open to all of the possibilities of how people can find you based on the things that you've done. Like if you have a website presence or your blog or, you know, your reels or like TikTok or podcasts, like anything, people can just land on it and you just don't know when that's going to be.
We're talking about social media a little bit. So let's go there for a second. So you do 30-day social media detoxes, which I love. I usually do a week every quarter. And even then, sometimes it's like, oh, do I really want to be absent? This is such, you know, that kind of, like, again, that lack of scarcity. So how does it feel when you take 30 days? That must feel like you're a new person.
Oh my, it did like near the end. And there was a part of me that was almost like, I kind of want to go a little longer, but it wasn't easy in the beginning. Like, I remember it was July 31st. It was my mom's birthday. It was a Friday. And I'm like, okay, this is it. Cause usually I'll like take the weekends off. I won't really be on social media anyway. So it was easy in those like days, and it was my mom's birthday. There was like so many activities happening, and I deleted the app. It was 4 o'clock on the Friday. And a part of me was like, what if I never download it again? Like, what would that mean? Like, I didn't know what was going to happen in these 30 days. And it actually had such a profound impact on my business, but even just on my life, because the first week it was easy. Like, I'm like, okay, like I'm more active. I'm doing things. I'm in the present. I'm having so much more clarity, more thoughts, ideas come up. And after that first week, it started to get a little bit tough. And the impact that it actually had was in these moments where I would be creating posts, I was actually just living. I wasn't creating content. I wasn't being a content creator. I wasn't out like snapping pictures to create a post. I was actually just in the moment. I was living in the moment and was just being. I like literally was being, and it was such a freeing experience. And something that I honestly recommend like everyone at least try, at least for a week, like, or at least a weekend if you've never taken more than 24 hours off. It did have such a profound impact. And I learned more about myself. I learned more about these triggers. And I just wasn't consumed by information. I was getting my own inspiration. Everything was coming from within and tapping more into my intuition and really what I wanted my business to look like, where before I was kind of just getting caught in the noise. But I would say like the biggest impact is I was just really creating memories rather than posts and photos. Like that was just the most profound feeling ever. And even not being on social media and talking about where we feel like we always have to be on to grow. I've actually, you know, a couple people ended up purchasing my course. My email list grew. Like these things were happening in the background. Like my business was humming in the background while I was just experiencing life and just enjoying the summer with my husband and being more in the present and just really focusing on my mindset, my energetics, and what I wanted to really create and what I wanted it to look like. But I think the biggest impact was really creating memories.
I think that's a great suggestion. Even if somebody, I think 30 days, it will probably numb a lot of people because social media for a lot of people is probably like detoxing any other addiction really, right?
Yeah.
So even if they can start with, like, I usually don't go on the weekend as well. I think weekends is a great start because people, it's not that active anyways on weekends. So I don't think people are really missing much, but I find when I'm off, you just get so much more creative and ideas and content just seem to flow to you because you're not consuming, right? So you're just like the opposite kind of happens.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I noticed was how frequently I picked up my phone. I pick up my phone. I'm like, oh, I have no apps. I have nothing to do on my phone. But I was really aware of how much I picked it up. And sometimes like when you're driving, like, yes, you shouldn't have your phone, but when you're at a red light or you're like in the line at Tim Hortons or like a coffee shop, you pick up your phone. It's just such a subconscious thing to do. And I started realizing, I'm like, wow, I'm picking up my phone so much and I have nowhere to go. But one thing that I did notice is how I started becoming more addicted to other apps, like anything to get my consuming fix in. Like I started going on Pinterest, I started going on LinkedIn, and I'm like, this is kind of defeating the purpose. But I started realizing how much of a consumer, like I was addicted to consuming. And that was another impact. I really realized how addicted I was to consuming and picking up my phone like every 30 seconds, as if like something were to change.
It's crazy. And to think that how many years ago there wasn't Wi-Fi or the internet and we were
Oh my gosh.
So it says about the PAR method. So it's pause, awareness, regulate, and action. So tell us a little bit more about that and how you mentor people to implement it.
Yeah. So a lot of the times when we are doing things, we might not be aware of our subconscious thoughts and how limiting they may be making us in the actions that we're taking and you know, making us like play safe, or we get too much in a moment of almost like despair. We don't really know how to bounce back. And sometimes it can take you up for the day. It can take you up for like a week until you kind of feel better again. And we know that you, being in business or, you know, having a job to do, you're going to have to be able to bounce back quickly. So I kind of came up with that based on seeing how I was operating and how I was able to kind of get back into the swing of things. Because if I saw something I didn't like, or I consumed too much information, it would just knock me off my game. And what I started doing was just taking a deep breath in. So that would be the P, like the pause, like really pause, take a moment, take, because we know that emotions, like it'll last 90 seconds and then it just becomes like a story and thought that you tell yourself. So really take that moment, pause, just take a deep breath or two or three and really calm your body and calm your mind. And then be aware of what it is that you were telling yourself. Like, were you just about to go and post something or take an action or follow up with a client or a potential client? And then your mind is like, oh, like you're not good enough. Like, what were the stories that were running in the background? And once you become aware of that, you can quickly rewire it and just be like, okay, like I'm caught in a story, and just acknowledge it. And then, you know, choose a better feeling thought, and then go and take the action that you were meant to take or that you wanted to take. And, you know, you got kind of paralyzed. So it's pause and then being aware of what's happening and why, and then being able to regulate that by, you know, calming that nervous system. And then once you do that, go ahead and take the action that either you were avoiding or you were too scared to take because your subconscious took over. Those excuses came up.
I love that. I love anything that allows us to just really stop and process. I keep finding myself saying that to my husband when he gets like, when I say something and he gets reactive, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I keep catching myself saying, okay, process what I'm saying to you.
Yes. And this goes in like every situation in relationships and like with family, friends, like, you know, most of the time, like we're like a mirror, and like sometimes people have their triggers and they project, and it's like, okay, wait, let me take this in. Let me just take a pause and, you know, ground yourself, because sometimes we're just in that reactive state where you can either fight, flight, freeze, like whatever your auto response is. And for me, that's like fight. Like I feel like I got to protect myself. And then I get into this, like this state of, okay, I need to protect. So it might be like an anger that shows up, and it's really reminding yourself like, okay, wait, let me take a breath. Let me pause and let me just assess quickly and then choose which way you want to react. Like sometimes, sure, you can be angry and lash out, and, or you can be that bigger person, but it's like the decision is always going to be yours.
And yeah. And I think it's so important to mention also, because for people that are listening, they may not be even be doing any of this work remotely to this. And for you and I that do this work, even for us, I don't know, I'm speaking for myself, but there's times when I have to be like, okay, I need to pause. You know what I mean? Even though like train people how to do this, I need to myself to be like, okay, so what am I doing right now? Because I feel like I'm doing everything and nothing, and just kind of come back to myself.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of get into that autopilot, and you're doing all of these things, and you're like, okay, wait, what's happening here? Like I'm just operating and I have no idea what I'm doing. So I love that you said that.
In your blog, you talk about 6 steps to reprogram your mind and unlock your potential and reach your desires. I know it may be lengthy to go into all 6, but maybe just if you can, just a quick summary to the person who may not even be doing, like I said, this kind of work already. So they're going to be listening to something like this for the first time and say, okay, so reprogram my mind, like with some easy kind of to-dos.
Yeah. So the first step to anything, and we know that this is the key to it all, and we hear it over and over again, and that's awareness. Like you have to be extremely aware. And that's kind of where kind of like a PARA method is like a little bit of a stem. This goes a little bit deeper. Like each one is like, I can probably create like a course on each one of them, but it goes like into being aware. And if you are someone that isn't extremely aware of your thoughts and you want to become more aware and know yourself on a deeper level, like one thing that you can do is, and I did this for a long time, is I set an alarm for every 3-3.5 hours. You can even do 2 hours. And I think this is from cognitive behavior. I'm not exactly sure, but you set an alarm and you just check in with yourself. So every time that alarm goes off, you just stop and say, okay, what was I thinking? What were the thoughts? And like really become aware of your self-talk and your emotions, because that's the stem of everything. And it has that ripple effect on all areas of your life. When you do master this, like everything else just expands. So becoming aware and recognizing your thoughts, your inner dialogue, what feelings and stories are coming up. And it's really important to be able to realize where that comes from. And it's not like you have to know the exact story or, you know, that moment in time where, you know, you felt not good enough. And some people do. I was never really good at being able to recall those, or good with age and when things happen, but just becoming aware of the thoughts, the stories, and having a realization that they're not you, and that you do have the option to create a better story. So if you are afraid of public speaking, maybe you remember a time where you had to speak impromptu and you just got completely embarrassed, and you are now afraid of showing up because of fear of judgment. You can kind of recognize and realize where that story stems from, and just create a new feeling, new thought, and a better story by saying, you know, I'm becoming a better speaker every day. My confidence is growing. Because you can say all the affirmations in the world and your inner critic could be like, oh, you're a liar, because it doesn't really resonate with what you're just aimlessly saying, like affirmations. So it's really important to create a story that is something that actually comes up for you, and really connect to that new story, rethink that new story, repeat it to yourself like 30, 40, 50 times a day, however often you have to. Like, there were moments where I was afraid of growth. I felt like if I grew and my business grew, I would lose friends, I would lose love, I would lose connection. And so I had to constantly tell myself, it's safe to grow. It's safe to make mistakes. Or, you know, as I grow and evolve, my relationships grow and evolve. And I had to just repeat that over and over and over again until I really got, until I reprogrammed that part. And sure, it still comes up from time to time, but it's not as frequent as it used to be. And the biggest part to all of that is when you create that new story is really being able to connect to it and constantly just reconnect all the time with your new created story. So it's kind of a summary of what the steps would be, but everything does stem from awareness.
Awareness is so key, especially the way that we live in society, just in this robotic, you mentioned autopilot, really, in essence, that's what it is.
Yeah. And I thought, like, I'm a very self-aware person and I always knew that. And I thought, you know, like, I'm so self-aware, like I'm good. But when you actually take a moment and really be aware, rather than being in that ego of like, no, I'm good, I'm so aware, you become so much more aware of how little you are aware of, yeah. of your regulation of your internal system. Because if you don't feel safe, you're not going to be able to go after the things that you want. You won't be able to materialize those manifestations because it doesn't feel safe in your body.
I want to talk about power for a second, especially for the entrepreneurs that are going to be listening to this. One tip for them, if you may, on how to really step into their, I'm going to not say step into, embody their power in their businesses for 2022. Maybe for somebody that's listening and they may have just started their business, or they may not have gotten the results they were hoping for in 2021. They're going to be listening to this. It's going to be close to a new year. So what would be even just one tip to really encourage them and inspire them to really embody that power, to just really take their business to the next level in 2022?
Such a good question. I'm like, there's so many things that I want to say to this, and it might not be what most people would want to hear, but it is so important to, you know, of course, like, know yourself, but think about, what is it that you want? Like, what are things that people are not saying that you want to say? What are things that you want people to know that about business or about the industry that are not being said? And really step into your edge. Like, what does that look like? What's, you know, the whole it factor and things that, you know, you read and hear online? Really sit down and think about, what's your edge? How do you want to show up? How do you want to be perceived? You know, what do you stand for? What do you stand against? And really, really step into that, like, your vision, your values, like, almost create something that I created years ago. And I read almost every Monday to kind of get into the vibe of my week, is like a code of ethics. There's like, what do you stand for? Like, what do you tolerate? What will you not tolerate? And, you know, if these things happen, how are you going to handle them? And I think it's just really important to visualize what that actually looks like for you. And don't be afraid to step in it. Don't be afraid to be polarizing. That's what attracts people that are going to align with your values and what you have to say. So I think it's really just saying the things, like, make a list of all the things that you're afraid to say and just start saying them. And you watch, like, your confidence and in the embodiment of power that just happens by speaking your truth.
I love what you say, code of ethics. I have something similar, like a mission kind of statement and values and such. And I'm not as consistent as I should be, but when I do refer back to it, it just fires you up. It really does.
Yeah. And sometimes they're a good reminder if like you're having those like midweek like slumps and you're like, you know, Wednesday comes around and things are, you know, you didn't do as much as you thought you wanted to, or things might be, you might just be in that season where things are just not happening in the way that you want them. Just go back and read your mission, your vision, or read about all of the things that you've done and accomplished. Like I like to call like your credibility markers, like what, create a list of those and read them, because that's, the power's all within you and it's really owning it. And the way that you can do that is just start saying the things you want to say, start being more of who you are. Oh, I know it's like so easy to say and like really hard to do, but it's those baby steps, just one thing at a time.
It really is. It's just been doing a little bit every single day, really. I wanted to ask the entrepreneur that's listening that gets really caught up on numbers. So whether it's like just overall revenue or maybe from a launch or just really gets derailed by a number, what would you say to them in terms of the energetics piece of it?
Yeah. So I was caught up in this. I'm such a numbers analytical like person. And I really had to let that go, because it's almost like if you give yourself 2 weeks to do a 20-minute task, you're going to take 2 weeks to do it. So when you think about arbitrary numbers, like they're all arbitrary. You set a goal of, okay, I want, you know, 10 people, or I want, I don't know, a 20K launch, but you had a 15K launch and you're so down about the 5,000. It's like, that's all you think about, but you just got 15,000, right? You think about what's missing, what's not there. And that just completely focuses on what you don't have. And that's energetically, like you're going to show up in a lack mindset, not enough. It's never going to be enough. So really being grateful for, hey, I wanted 10 people. I got 8. I'm super happy for the 8 people. Those 2 people, it's okay. It wasn't meant to be, next time. And when you set these arbitrary timelines, you almost put pressure on yourself. So if you have a goal of making 6 figures in a year, I know that's a very like sexy number and something a long time, like everyone strives for that. And all of a sudden you are 6 months into the year and you're nowhere close to that. You put this pressure on yourself and all of a sudden you go in a state of lack and you're doing all of these things. And sometimes you're repelling rather than, okay, I might have a shortcoming. It's okay, but what can I do now that feels good? And just know that the number is not as important as showing up, as serving one person at a time. You will reach your goal when you truly believe in it and really be able to hold that. Because I think what most people don't realize is what it actually takes to build a 6-figure business. Most people make it seem like, you know, it's gamified. You show up, you do these things, and then all of a sudden you're going to be a 6-figure business owner in 6 months or 6 weeks. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, well, I'm not. So I must have these mindset problems. And I think from there, we start creating these stories, these blocks of things that don't really exist or problems that are not really problems. And we feel like we have to fix them. But I think it's these arbitrary time frames that we give ourselves. Just know that if you want a 6-figure business, just trust that you will have it when you have it. Because when it's meant to be yours, it will be yours. And enjoy the growth, enjoy the journey. And don't worry so much about the number, because when you're focused on service, when you're focused on showing up, it will happen for you.
And it's almost like when you get to that 6 or 7 figures, you're not going to look back and think how long it took you to get there.
Thanks. Yeah, it's going to be like, you're not going to remember it. And I think it's really important. One thing I even tell my clients is, okay, you know what? You didn't hit the goal, but how do you want to tell this story? Because when you do hit your goal, how do you want to remember this? Because everything is a contrast. You're not going to be able to experience happiness without the sadness, or, you know, experience success if you don't know what failure is like. So you have to take in every single moment and know that it is a process. And these are the things that you have to go through and have to learn in order to get to where you want. You have to have adversity, you know, discernment. Like, it's like if you snapped your fingers and got everything you wanted, one, that would be no fun because there's nothing, no work or no stimulation. But also, if you got everything you ever wanted today, like, would you actually be able to handle it? Yes. So I think we have to remind ourselves, like, we want these things, but do I have, one, the infrastructure? Do I have the mindset for it? Do I have, you know, the skills and everything for it? Because if you don't, like, it'll just crash and burn, like, really quickly.
Somebody wrote something on Instagram this week that I really loved, and something along the lines that even a non-successful launch is successful because of the person that you become.
Yeah.
Right? And that's it's a great,
I love that.
And I love what you said, because you may not be ready for it.
Yeah. And another thing to remember, especially if you have a launch that's, you know, quote unquote unsuccessful, like you have to look back and do a debrief. Okay, well, you know what? I grew my email list. I became a better person. I have more followers, more awareness. Like there's so many things other than the monetary goal that come with it. And you know what? Maybe the next time around that monetary goal will be there because you've set a foundation already.
I love that. Question as we come to the end. If you could go back to the version of you that was just starting your business, were you in corporate before?
Yeah.
So the version of you that was just, you know, thinking about leaving corporate or what have you, what would you say to her? What would be one piece of advice that you would say to that version of you, who I'm sure is like a totally different version of you now?
I would honestly tell her, don't sweat the small stuff. Like, don't worry about the things that you've worried about because they don't matter. They didn't matter. They won't matter. And enjoy the growth, enjoy the journey, and take in how you want to remember the story rather than trying to blast through it. So I think I would say, just don't worry about the things that you're worrying about because they're not going to matter.
I love that. Is there anything that is intuitively coming to you to share that we may not have touched on that you want to share with the community?
I mean, we did touch about it, but I do want to just reiterate it because I think it's really important and something that I really want to embody it is enjoy the growth. Like really, really and truly enjoy the journey because there's no like end destination. There's no like gold medal like waiting for you at the end of whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. It's the growth. It's the journey. It's who you become in the process. And I think that's something that really needs to be ingrained in everyone's mind because that's all that there is. It's the journey. It's the memories, it's the moment, it's the story that you're going to tell your grandkids by the campfire, by the Christmas tree, whichever, but embrace it all, take it all in and, you know, write the chapter in the way that you want it to be read.
Oh, I love that so much. And I think it's so such an important note because all of us, so many of us were that instant gratification. We want to, especially when it comes to business, we just, you know, especially if someone maybe looking to replace an income, full-time income, and they're starting a business and they just want it now. And sometimes it's not just meant to play out that way.
Yes. And it's thinking about, we want these things, but sometimes we think we want something, but that's just a means to another end. And I think we have to be open to those possibilities of, you know, maybe you want to start a business and maybe you're in that business, but maybe this is bringing you to another vehicle. And it's just part of the journey that you have to go through. So I think it's just welcoming in all of the experiences that are coming and just holding a vision of you will have the life, the happiness and living that now. When you get it, it's not going to change anything. It's you have to become it to have it and hold it.
I love that so much. Let us know where we can find you, what we can expect from you for the rest of the year and going into 2022.
Yeah. So come, I hang out primarily on Instagram. So come say hi, let me know where you came from. I would love to have a little chit chat. As in terms of the rest of the year right now, really restructuring and reworking my vision. I do have my signature program, Social Sales Academy, which is primarily for new emerging coaches that are looking to start grow their business and really build that solid foundation and fill up their client roster. So I do have that currently, and I have like new exciting programs that will be coming in the new year, a lot more on the mindset and energetics along with the strategy. So really combining the inner game with the outer world. And that way you don't even watch your business soar. And yeah, so that will be coming in the new year.
I love that. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that we finally got to do this. You're such a light.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed that episode of the Laura Sanso podcast. Thank you to our guests. To stay connected to host Laura Sanso, follow her at I Am Laura Sanso or at the Laura Sanso podcast on Instagram. To learn more about Laura, go to www.laurasanso.com.